live from the emergency room at Jersey Community Hospital in Jerseyville, Illinois, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, equipment manager for the 2004 NCAA Divisions Champion Women's Alligator Wrestling Squad at the University of Florida, renowned herpetologist and insurance magnate, Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring landscape artist, patio designer, legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man whose banjo playing will bring young women to tears, and also the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest, and leastest, the six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who flosses his teeth with aluminum wire, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
Hey! Aluminum wire.
Barbed wire.
Wow.
I'm sorry,
I see why
this is going to keep playing forever.
I see why it had to do barbed wire with the spaces in your teeth.
Keeps going. That's raunchy.
It's not a bad song.
Raunchy. Bill Justice.
Bill Justice.
That's not who did the original raunchy.
Who did the original raunchy? The original raunchy was written by Bill Justice in 1957.
That who you said.
That beeping noise is because Suzanne's...
Garbage truck in the background?
No, Suzanne's in Boston.
Oh.
And I was cooking myself and set the smoke detectors off. I was down here recording the intro. And it starts beeping through the whole thing. And I just didn't feel like... I didn't have enough energy to get up
The dogs ate some burnt stuff tonight.
No, dogs love burnt pizza crust.
Oh, is that what? Oh, pizza?
They smell that and they know that that something's coming their way.
You bet.
That's the smell of us getting food.
So I'm recovering.
So I see all the rock on the trailer.
Oh.
When I walked up, I thought, that's why he brought us over here tonight.
To help unload, 35 bags of sand.
I thought it was rock. Is that sand? Oh, you're
rock's already out there. We're building a patio for anyone who cares. And you heard that in my intro that I'm a patio designer right now.
I just happened to watch a few YouTube videos, and this guy was a expert bricklayer on, for patios. Yeah. He had a stack of about 100 bricks, and he just had those down in about 15 minutes.
That's about all I figured this would take.
Yeah, right.
Every step of this procedure has taken like 10 times longer than Absolutely. I anticipated it would be.
See, a YouTube video, simple. This is going to be done
YouTube
in 15 minutes.
YouTube video cuts out all the
tough times where they
remove the things that don't, they always have a square patio.
Yeah.
obstacles.
Remove 6 inches of topsoil.
Level. Did you do that today?
It turns out the neighbors have a big tree right next to us.
So I got a lot of roots?
Oh, my God. Roots as big around as your arm. I've never seen such roots.
Now,
I mean,
it'd be tough if it was Allie's arm, but I'm just saying.
Pretty close. Go look at that pile of roots me and Alex
So you killed the neighbor's tree.
Well, you got Alex. Alex got it. They need to keep the roots on their side of the fence.
Wait a minute. Your son Alex has got some pretty good experience in landscaping, doesn't he?
I know. Well, that's what he said he could do this.
Okay.
And he says, I've never cut away roots as big as those before.
I know, but so you're kind of playing possum here on me. He's doing all the heavy lifting, I think.
Oh, he is.
Hey, did I not grab that wheelbarrow and haul gravel into that
One out
today?
Every five. One out of five.
One out of five.
Which was...
That's pretty good.
That's better than you did. I didn't see you haul a bucket of gravel over there.
No, but I think I filled just about every wheelbarrow.
Yeah, but that's not as hard as...
Oh, okay.
I was pushing the wheelbarrow.
That's fine.
Oh, you got in on this too.
Yeah.
Okay, good job.
I successfully...
Where was my role?
Wait a minute. What did Rick do?
I supervise. I success.
Exactly.
Less and less and less.
I got Alan to deliver the gravel, pick it up and deliver it, which was nice of him. I really appreciate that. And then he shoveled it off the truck, which was also pretty good, too.
Now, this is going to take a long time if I don't pick up this shovel.
Does it ever get around a job and there's one shovel and there's four guys and they all stay kind of look at it? No one wants to pick it up.
Oh, well, yeah, there's four brothers of us.
That's what I was wondering.
Out of the four.
Brad picks the shovel.
Out of the four.
That's what I told Alex. I said, my son Alex is also an assistant. I said, the only thing we were missing was Brad. He's down in Florida.
Yeah, because Dennis was here. Yeah.
Yeah, Dennis was here after Alan got the truck stuck in the drive in the yard, sank it up to the axles.
Mm-hmm.
You never get anything stuck.
It was a soft yard. We had a lot after, of rain. After, a lot of rain. A lot of rain.
The good part of this is, as I said, the wife is in Boston, so she's not here to help supervise this. And me and Alex filled up the trenches in the yard with dirt right away.
Just got to get the grass out before she gets home.
That won't happen.
I guess get some salt.
No, but I'll mow the grass and throw all the cut grass.
There you go.
Shavings over it next
time. At very
time
least, get some green paint.
Yeah,
spray paint it.
There's a cemetery, not cemetery, but a
just like I do my head, brown. Who was it? They had a recent article about some guy that was on TV that they were spray painting in the bald patches on his head.
Well, they had that spray hair for a while. Don't you remember that?
Yeah,
kind of.
Bo Peel or something like
that. Yeah, like hair in a can.
Yeah.
Hair in a can.
A little fiberglass on there and some paint.
It looked like the kind of hair that grows on your bread after a few weeks.
I'm thinking that maybe that was toxic in some way. Yeah, it didn't stick around very long.
I see where the high school now has a team that operates a, I'm trying to think of the correct word, a trebuchet.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
A trebuchet is like a catapult that whips it around all the way. It's not a true pull-down spring-loaded. Yeah.
It's not a catapult. It's
a trebuchet. It spins it around.
Yeah, spins it. Use mechanical action to get the advantage of swinging it.
I think...
like throwing a yo-yo out at the end of a string.
It's like the second Lord of the Rings film were using trebuchets, weren't they?
Yeah, I think. What I'm warming up to here is...
Greg, why didn't we get to...
No. Why didn't we do this in high school?
I don't know. You know, here's another thing. I had a news story the other day that the high school bass fishing championships were coming up.
Yes, they do bass fishing. Yes.
Bass fishing is what I did when I skipped school.
Yeah. No, it's been going on for about 10 years. And I think they do now have for electric games. They have gaming on that, on state championships now.
Is this to lure kids back to school?
Evidently.
And they got a bowling team. Jill, they got a bowling team?
Yes. Yeah, my wife took bowling in college.
Really? Yeah. And I think they have trap shooting.
Yes,
also.
They do. Yes, they do. Well, you can...
Bacon, you want to go back to school, isn't it?
There's been a couple...
Finally get your degree.
Fishing, hunting.
Trebuchet.
Trebucheting.
They have scholarships at Lindenwood College for trap shooting. They have a regular trap shooting team.
They use those trebuchets for chucking pumpkins, don't they?
Yep.
Well, that's become a popular thing.
Watermelons.
Doesn't it seem like the sort of thing we should have up at the down at the market?
A trebuchet?
Yeah.
I think if I'm going to go, you know, hurling pumpkins long distances, I want a pumpkin cannon, not a trebuchet.
Yeah, but a trebuchet, man, you could throw a lot of things at that.
Like a cow?
How far can they throw things?
That was
depends
Monty
on how.
Python?
What was the movie? Yeah, Monty Python. But it was a Trojan rabbit, wasn't it? Or did they actually throw a cow?
I think they threw a cow.
I think they did throw a cow. Okay, here's what I wanted to talk about. Can I?
By all means.
Okay, I wanted to talk about dogs.
Okay. Dogs.
Dogs.
All right.
You ever watch a dog show? You went to one.
I went to one. Went to
you go to Westminster?
Went to one in Valley Forge.
Was it the Westminster?
No.
Yeah.
Was it?
Kennel Club?
No, it was the national dog show.
Okay.
But it wasn't Westminster, yeah.
Okay.
Westminster, New York.
But you go to these things, and there are hundreds of different breeds of dog. What am I hearing?
That's the sump pump.
It's been raining here quite a bit, folks.
After I built this patio, the water had to go someplace, and I'm pretty sure it's going in the basement.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So,
and I can't turn that off.
There are
hundreds
of breeds of dogs, and they are diverse as can be. But I it got me thinking, what kind of, how did we get to this point? I mean, like when Columbus landed in the United States.
He just had a dog.
I'm not saying did he bring a dog. What dogs existed in the United States or in North America pre-Columbia?
They were just dogs.
Well, it's got to be.
I don't think there's any breed to it. I think
descendants
it was just
of
one, just a dog.
Actually, there were like four different divisions of pre-Columbian dog. There was what they've
now was this on the
described,
show?
No,
and they were this, Native American.
So,
dogs.
So we
they
don't.
Were, they were Native American.
We
dogs.
Didn't know. We don't know this to be true.
Oh, it's a fact.
Okay.
And
says you.
Yeah, and you're hearing it now.
Okay.
So it's got to be. There was the Carolina dog. There was the Malamute predecessor.
They didn't call it Carolina. It wasn't the.
That's what I was going to say.
Carolina named after the Queen Carol.
And
these are European terms that have been imposed on Native American dogs. And there was the...
like when they started calling the people Indians.
There was a dog like in the southern part that was like a Chihuahua, only it's much bigger. And
did it wear a sombrero?
And then there was a western dog that was more like a coyote than a dog. But there were just four basic breeds of dog in pre-Columbia North America.
Well, that's all they needed.
I guess it was. Now,
they didn't have any need for poodles back in the days. Of
what
the...
what did they do with these dogs?
Ate them.
Okay, now that is a conception of the Europeans that came here.
Now,
well, these people are eating their dogs.
Now, dog is greasy, I'll admit, but it does have a delicate flavor, especially when you're starving.
That was from...
I'm sure it was a movie.
That was from Little Big Man.
Okay. The, very good.
What was he, 111?
Something like that. 120, I think.
Okay. But very few Native Americans ate their dogs.
118 years ago when I was 6 years old.
But apparently quite a few of them sacrificed dogs.
For
ceremonial
the Indians,
purposes.
Yeah, okay. The
I think Native
people,
America is the nomenclature that you're looking for here,
well, I'm
Greg.
Trying to go indigenous.
Dude.
We're not talking about the guys who built the railroad.
Okay, so...
Chinese.
How did we get from four breeds of dog to 400 breeds of dog?
Oh, you
immigration.
Have...
They brought them with them.
Even the Europeans. They were already hard at work on that. But what did the Neanderthals have? They didn't have 400 different breeds of dog.
No.
So it had to come about...
Well, there wasn't 400 different countries in Europe then either. It was just one Neander.
Well, the Neanders meandered and spread out. Can I say that? Neander, meander?
Does it really matter?
I think so.
A meandering Neanderin.
Wow. Maybe we made a left turn here somewhere.
Okay, but how did we get to where we're at? How did they...
I'm with Rick. They came
trans-
over.
But I'm saying if you had four basic breeds of dog, and they're all, you know, like kind of average size.
Crossbreed them.
A little bigger than a beagle, maybe. And now you got things from Great Dane down to a Shih Tzu.
Okay, here's a question.
Through the years, and, yeah, they've come about. But, I mean,
people,
the last 100 years, you can imagine how many different breeds of dogs.
People had different jobs for them. When they wanted a ferret, they designed dachshunds.
Little rat breeding dogs.
Design them. Who's the dog designer of medieval times?
Well, the guys who wanted some little animal to go down a hole. So they took the little ones that did that and bred them together.
The rat terriers?
Which begs the question. Let's say I took all the dogs at the Westminster Dog Show, stirred them up, you know, and there's like 30 or 40 of each breed,
mm-hmm.
and just totally mixed them.
And they had sex?
Would
you get to get the Carolina dog.
And they all had sex, and we find out what kind of breeds you get?
No.
Pretty much what happened.
My question is, would they seek out their own kind?
No.
If I just left them alone for a few hours, would I come back in, and all the Great Danes would be hanging out together, and all the collies, and all the...
Okay, here's a better question.
That'd be sniffing
Let's
everybody.
Say you took all the different breeds, and you put them on an island. and let them interbreed over this time, you came back 500 years later, would they all look alike? Would it all just even out?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No.
I think it would.
I think I'm thinking about something I shouldn't say on here, so I'll just let it go. But
well, humans haven't.
Okay, let's talk but about
look,
that.
Look, yes,
you know,
they
there,
have.
There are theorists who say that within the next 2,000 years, redheaded people won't exist anymore. They'll be gone. They'll just be bred out of the society.
Well, I like redheaded people.
Yeah, they're.
I'm not saying that
I don't know how that happens.
Killing them off. I'm just saying that, you know, they're just being bred out of the system.
Huh. Interesting.
That up until now, redheads sought out each other. And,
no,
and only
true.
Redheaded people married other redheaded people.
No,
and now
no.
They are seeking out non-redheaded people.
And because they're
where did you get this recessive stuff?
Gene.
Yeah, right, and it'll disappear in time.
It'll disappear in time.
Recessive gene.
Yeah, but why doesn't stupidity disappear?
Are you kidding me? That'll never happen.
I mean, people prize intelligence, don't they?
Okay, but Rick, the problem is intelligence is the one that's being bred out of people.
I say people, you know, if you're talking about...
There is study after study after study that shows that highly intelligent people are having fewer children than the less intelligent people.
Yeah, but wouldn't intelligent people be the more desired breeding stock? I mean, if you were looking for, when you looked for a wife, didn't you look for the most intelligent person you could find? Doesn't she know everything?
I looked for a woman with broad shoulders.
You say Sarah doesn't listen to us, does she?
Well,
and I have four kids. They're just as intelligent as they can be.
Now, like when Suzanne was carrying across the threshold, Rick, you were thinking, now, here's a woman that can get some work done.
Yeah. I carried her across the threshold. I picked her up and carried her across the threshold, and I could do it today. Don't think I couldn't.
I don't know. After all the shoveling you did today, I don't know that today is a good day to,
back's
to say
that. That's why we're meeting in the emergency room today.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that brought up another question for me. How many times in your life have you had to go to the emergency room?
Oh, geez. Let's start with Greg.
I'm thinking.
Not taking somebody else.
No.
That you went.
But you're laying
on the bed just sobbing like a little girl. Well, that'd be kidney stone.
Yeah. No, I mean, but also had to go to the emergency room. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Man, that about twice. That's about it. Had some stitches and the kidney stone. That's it.
Kidney stone took you to the emergency room.
Oh, God, yeah.
And what did you get stitches for?
Cut to my knee. No big deal. Just opened it
up. As a child?
Yes.
Right into the ER.
And back, 15, we really didn't go to the emergency room.
15 or 20 times.
Well, we were lucky.
Why would you go to the emergency room that many times, Rick?
Well, he fell over a couple times. Fell down.
Three kidney stones.
Okay.
One, two, three. I'm certain when I was out in Boston one time, we went to the Lexington Green to see where the Revolutionary War started, and I went to get the car.
There was a Revolutionary War.
Yeah, there was. I went to get the car to pick everybody up because we had to walk a long way, and it was a rental car, so I wasn't familiar with the angle of the door. The door wasn't just squared up. You know, in 90-degree angles, it had an angle in it I wasn't prepared for. And when I swung the door open, I bashed myself in the forehead and knocked myself flat on my back in the highway and split my head wide open. So I had to go down to Boston General.
Was this recently?
15 years ago, okay. Maybe.
You know, there's nothing worse.
So you had your wife and kids in tow?
I think the sister-in-law took the kids to Salem to see the witches.
Oh, okay.
And Sue and I went down to the hospital. Probably the one where she was born. Well, she wasn't born in the hospital. She was born in the parking lot.
Story for another time.
What's that look for?
Was the line too long to get into the hospital? Or
She was the youngest of seven, and her mom got real good at having babies, and her dad didn't get her to the hospital in time.
Okay.
One of those car babies.
So okay. They had her out in the parking lot, then they admitted mom to the hospital, but because the baby wasn't born in the nursery, they wouldn't put the baby in the nursery. The mother and daughter had to be in just a regular hospital room.
Huh. Okay.
Each had their own bed?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, they...
I'm trying to think how
hey, you... Greg, just like now.
I had to go to the emergency room, appendicitis.
You still got your appendix?
No.
Adios?
Yanked it out.
Yeah. They get it before it burst?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Weren't you, weren't you like going to some conference and dying of appendicitis at the same time?
I was actually having a meeting at my office and told the guys we need to wrap up early. I have another meeting, but I was actually in so much pain. I just got up got in my car and went to the hospital. And I get there and they said, well, your appendix is about to burst. You need to get into surgery right away. So I called Sarah and said, hey, having appendicitis. She said, but you know that I'm leaving for Kansas City with the girls to go to a dance recital.
Couldn't you reschedule this?
Okay.
Take off. I'll see you.
Now what we got? What?
I'll see you.
Doc, snap a rubber band around it, and I'll come back tomorrow.
I called Dennis. He said, yeah, I can watch TV with you. So I laid on the sofa and watched TV, and Dennis brought me food.
That's not a bad deal.
That's a good gig.
Because I tell you what, Dennis has got a lot of food at his place.
Yeah, but you know what? When we were building that patio today, Dennis didn't touch the shovel when he showed up.
He's taking over your spot. Supervisor.
Ain't his house.
That's right.
He helped you unload the dirt, though, that you hauled away from the patio, didn't he?
He did. Hey, here.
Then shut up. I just ate a candy bar.
Read a commercial. Read a commercial, Greg.
Ah, here we go. What we got? Worms, worms, worms. That's right. You can have all the worms you need with Vernon's Vermicular Kit. Everything you...
Vermiculture Kit.
Vermiculture Kit. Okay, so all right. I've pronounced that word many, many times. I'm sorry. Everything you need to start your very own worm farm. Vernon. I know him well. Okay. Vernon is a self-certified specialist in the science of worms. Red wigglers, butterworms, night crawlers, mealworms, or just good old intestinal parasites. Vernon has them all. And you can have worms, too. Just listen to this satisfied customer. I know.
Well, you got your dirt, you got your worms, and you mix them together, and then you got enough worms to go fishing anytime you want.
Did you hear that? Fishing anytime you want. Can Vernon's
give me that word.
Vermiculture.
Vermiculture today, and you'll be wiggling with happiness. Oh, crawling with worms.
You know, that guy that just gave your testimonial on worm farming sounds a lot like the guy who manufactures fireworks.
You know, I'm thinking the same thing, and I'm wondering if he uses packs of those worms in some fireworks.
Now, you're thinking of Doyle McIntyre. He sounds entirely different.
And he throws them into water and fishes that way.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vermiculture, huh?
Okay, there's a term in that last commercial.
Yeah.
Not to pick apart the commercials or anything, because, you know, they all put out a terrific product, and we're proud to have the sponsors that we have here. But the term self-certified.
Is that in there, self-certified?
Can't.
A self-certified specialist in the science of worms.
Okay.
Old timer.
Couldn't I be self-certified in just damn near anything?
Surgery?
Like, yeah. Tooth removal.
That's, hey.
I got a pair of pliers.
I've been practicing on animals.
It served me well as a lawyer for 35 years.
What, being self-certified?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
There you go. I thought you meant pulling teeth.
Not a single time did I ever go to court that anyone asked to see my law license.
You know, it's something no one ever really thinks about when they go into a courtroom. Hey, is this guy certified?
No, but we had a guy in Jerseyville.
Oh, I question Rick's credentials frequently.
We had a guy in Jerseyville that came in practicing law that didn't have a license, and they caught him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just like on MASH?
Yeah.
Okay. When they had the guy that was pretending to be a doctor.
Yeah, he's really good, too.
Yeah, he was.
No, this guy was good. He represented his clients. They said that he won a lot of cases.
No kidding.
He just never bothered getting a degree.
So what happens to him? They get put in the poke.
They don't let you practice anymore.
Well, besides that.
Well.
I thought the lawyers would be all over that. Hey, he can't do that.
If anybody's going to scam people out of money, it's going to be us.
The license scammers.
We went to college. We can bilk money out of people. Is bilk a legal term?
Yeah, the bilk more.
But you can bilk people and not go to jail?
Lots of people have bilked and not gone to jail.
Okay. Like even some former presidents.
Or maybe future ones.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Is that your phone that went off just then?
No.
I heard it make a little noise, like a little phone noise.
I think that was the springs in this chair.
I think it was the springs in your back.
What happened to your little other knife?
I like to rotate them.
I got you.
Yeah. This is a cool toothpick? Little knife here.
Picks his teeth with.
That's the cowboy toothpick right there.
You know, during the introduction, it mentioned flossing your teeth with wire.
Receiver coach.
Have you ever touched your, like, a filling with a something metal?
Like a piece of aluminum foil?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was stuck to the bottom of the Hostess Ding Dong that you're eating?
Yeah.
That's probably why they quit wrapping them in foil.
Mm. You're probably right. I don't think they use that those metallic fillings like that anymore, do they? Like old guys like us have a whole bunch of black fillings like
hardware
made out of mercury or whatever.
Oh yeah,
now the
mercury,
like,
mercury.
They're like ceramic,
lead,
aren't they?
Lead,
mercury,
lead. They're ceramic, aren't they?
No, well now they may be, but
that's what I'm saying.
Mercury was the thing back in the day.
I think nowadays you can bite on all the aluminum foil you want and it won't hurt.
Gold,
if you had the money.
Gold fillings, silver fillings. You get gold or silver, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, except the silver wasn't real silver. It was like mercury.
You sure?
Well,
like
no.
Melting down a coin and putting it in your mouth?
That's like a nickel. It might add nickel in it.
Nickel? Zinc?
That would be bad.
All right, we'll have to look this up, see what coins are actually, not coins, fillings are actually made out of.
We should have a guest on. We should have David Getton on.
He would be good.
He's a local dentist.
What's he know about fillings?
He's a dentist in Jerseyville, Illinois, for people who don't know.
Filled a lot of holes.
I remember, like, he was your dentist. I remember going in to visit you once while he was
working on me, and you just walked in.
Yeah.
I'm here. I represent him. You get him all nervous.
Yeah, he'd have to have a better lawyer than that for me to be nervous.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Guy never sits down.
No.
I mean... Is that hurt? No. Attaboy. Just stands up and does his work.
Yeah, I had a dental procedure one time. I don't even know that I'd call it a dental procedure. I had like a growth on my jaw line. I was having this growth removed and went to...
Like a piece of bone?
Yeah.
Ooh. Like a bone spur on your jaw?
Well, not a. They didn't call it bone spur. They called it squamous tissue. I think you're just making that up. There's no such thing as squamous tissue.
But that was pretty good
they
word.
They charged me extra for that.
If you got a doctor that wasn't self-certified,
okay,
you might have heard the real term.
Yeah, really. So anyway, they got me. Do I have time to even tell this story?
Yeah, you got time.
So they got me in the chair, and you know, he's got like 20 instruments in my mouth all at one time, you know. And, you know, every so often he says, "You doing okay there, Chief?" And, you know, you just go, yeah.
Ugh.
And so while he's working on it, he had three assistants there. And one of them leaves to go work on something else. And then one of them gets sick. You know, she was like new.
Like threw up on you?
No, she didn't throw up in the room or in my mouth. She ran out of the room to throw up. And
because
so
what she saw going on with your mouth
and
made
then,
her sick?
No, she was new, you know, I guess. And then the third assistant was pregnant and gets a dizzy spell, and she has to sit down. And so he's just standing there by himself with all these instruments in my and he starts, "I could use a little help here. Hello? Hello?" He starts yelling for help, and I'm sitting there. and
Did he say, Alan, can you hold one of these?
No, and he's like, are you doing okay there? And he said, are you shaking? Are you upset? And if I, are you laughing? Uh-huh. You know, just the ridiculousness of the situation. He says, well, just hang on, buddy.
I'm going to wipe that smile off your face.
We'll take care of you now.
I don't see how long you laugh when I do this.
I don't need no stinking help. We'll take care of you.
But finally, one of them comes running back. Oh, sorry, doctor. I didn't realize you were in here alone. He says, it's all right. He doesn't care.
A good dentist would never wipe the smile off your face, would he?
No, he would clean
it up.
Smile on your face. All right. That should be a dentist slogan. I'll put a smile on your face.
I'm sure there is one.
We'll have to charge for that. Yeah. If anybody wants to use that phrase, because now we've self-certified as that as our
own
phrase.
We've self-certified.
All right, we're done here.
See you later from
Greg Gator.
Rick Gator.
Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, have it suck a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network, self-certified.